of a bottle of beach. Say you get it from the sun, but you know I'll tell them those pop rock girls. Put your hands away, pop girls. Pop girls, put your hands away, pop girls. Outside. Pop girls, put your hands away.
This is Cesar Romero with a thought for today. Remember that your yesterdays are like canceled checks. Your tomorrows like promissory notes. But today is like cash.
I may not understand art, but I do understand the English language. And that's pretentious nonsense.
Oh, boy. This is going to get real old real quick.
Well, howdy, howdy, howdy. It is I, Mark Time, with another Wiggle Room. This is for the second Tuesday in September 2025. Today, well, let's see, I kind of had my show decided for me recently when another in a long line of semi-famous DJs went to that great soundproof booth in the sky. This guy being Gary Burbank, mostly known from his last 30 to 40 years at WLW in Cincinnati, and that's where I heard him and recorded him. However, the main air check I have here today is previous to WLW. This is at CKLW in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, although it was serving Detroit, Michigan, USA, being the bigger market across the river. Yee. This was from 1975, so he hadn't quite gotten all his various and sundry characters, puppets, so to speak, in line yet, but you'll hear a few of them. And then if I have time at the end, I'll feature one recording of probably his most famous puppet, Earl Pitts. Okay, anyway, here you go.
Elton John, Philadelphia Freedom. It's 6:34, cloudy showers and thunder showers today. You better carry your raincoat or an umbrella or something with you. Today's high is 60, with showers continuing through tonight. It's currently 39 degrees. You folks have been sinning. You know you have, and you need your preaching. You're going to get it.
That's right. The little radio church of the white-winged gospel truths on the air. Say amen, please.
Amen. and the Reverend Skaggs, I will ask you, brethren and sisters, is you uncomfortable as you sit in the presence of him? Well, discomfort be gone. That's right, flock. With only $11.17, you can purchase the Reverend Deuteronomy Skaggs Kick the Can Heaven the Herbal Hemorrhoid Remover. Yes, friends. Why sit in the pain of party when you can ride those benches like benevolent bronco busters of the heavenly horses of that grand religious rodeo.
Yeah!
I mean, it's so powerful it'll eat gravel off your driveways. I mean, you can use it to clean your windshield on your car. So, flock, don't sit in the pain when it can wash down the drain. That's right. Now you can know the might of your problem. Dig them greens from thy jeans. Gently, friends, gently. $11.17 for the Reverend Skaggs. Kick the can of heavenly herbal hemorrhoid river. Oh. What you do in your lifetime matters in your end. Thank you. I thought you'd just say a minute, Gary.
Thank you, Reverend. 636.
Oh, miss, could you help me?
Shh, please, sir. This is a public library.
I'm sorry. Could you direct me to the dirty books department?
I beg your pardon.
I suppose that does deserve some sort of explanation, doesn't it? You see, I sell asterisks.
Oh, those little printing stars that refer you to the fine print below.
Right. A lot of muffler shops use them to refer to the installation charges buried in their muffler guarantees.
I see.
But I got stuck with a Tuffy muffler account, and Tuffy's never had an installation charge in their muffler guarantee. So, they've never needed any asterisks.
Well, of course, everybody knows that at Tuffy you pay once and you never pay again.
Right. Anyway, I just remembered that asterisks are used in place of certain words in certain books, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I thought maybe...
I'm sorry, you're too late.
You mean some asterisk salesman beat me to it?
No, it's just that they use the real words today.
Oh, darn.
Oh, turn. There are 15 Tuffy mufflers. No, there's more mufflers in there. There's Tuffy dealers in the Detroit area, so there's one in your neighborhood. See the yellow pages for the one nearest yours.
Harmony House opens a third store this Friday on Mack Avenue between 7 and 8 Mile and Grosse Pointe Woods. Nigel the Big A Gorilla will make surprise appearances at Harmony House this Friday night with free Baskin-Robbins banana ice cream cones.
The Morning Mouse.
But Nigel...
CKLW.
And be careful, folks, if Nigel's over. Time to peel a baffling banana. Take your fourth call, 966-2800-WINSER-298-8822-DETROIT. Call them right now and peel it.
I'm looking for a place to go so I can be all alone from thoughts and memories, so that when the music plays I don't go back to the days when love was you and me. To hide all my sorrow, all my pride, I just can't get along, 'cause the love once so fine keeps on hurting all the time. Where did I go wrong? Oh, oh.
CKLW 640, 20 until 7 o'clock at Garrett Burbank. I got Scott Page on the telephone from Rochester. Scott is going to try for the baffling banana. Hey, just a minute now.
Pass the Akadama, mama. It's the wine you can mix. The wine you can mix.
Akadama Red, the weird and wonderful wine that mixes with just about anything. For an Akadama Sunrise, just mix equal parts of Akadama Red and orange juice. Or if you're having a trauma, have an Akadama trauma. Just mix equal parts of Akadama Red and bitter lemon. Or instead of cold duck, make yourself a lame duck. Just mix Akadama Red Wine in champagne. A little Akadama Red Wine will make a little ginger ale or tonic water or lemonade or grapefruit juice or apple juice or pineapple juice or whatever go a long, long way.
Pass the Akadama, mama. It's the wine you can mix. The wine you can mix.
Our telephone is Scott Page. Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Pretty good.
That's nice. Scott, there are four mysterious prizes in the CKLW Baffling Banana. You correctly identify them all, and they're yours, okay? Now, you may continue to guess until your first incorrect answer. Scott, what is your first guess?
Stereo.
A stereo is correct, Scott. Number two.
A Big 8 Banana shirt.
A Big 8 Banana shirt? Well, I guess you can get one, but that's not in there. That's incorrect. That's not one of the four prizes that we're looking for, Scott. I'll tell you what. For playing the game, though, we're going to send you a big bunch of Dole bananas. All right?
Okay, thanks a lot.
That's all right, man. Another chance to peel a baffling banana happens at any moment from your friends at CKLW.
Very nice. Hey, 642 on your ticky-tocky. Yeah, very back with your disc jockey. We're going to get down to be no proud, man.
CKLW 645 at Gary Burbank 15 until 739 degrees.
Yum, yum, yum. Yeah, come.
Mr. Breakfast Pig, Thelma Hoot, you ready this morning?
I sure am.
What'd you all those groceries? You got all those groceries.
That is what shop. Shut up, Pig. I went shopping. I saw Byron and JoJo. See, they was in the store shopping, too. He was giving her a ride in the shopping cart.
Oh.
When all of a sudden, the meat manager ran out and stamped her unfit for human consumption. Byron got a little queasy when he saw that.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, well, he was checking out the peaches.
Did he get a couple of good ones?
Yeah, JoJo slapped hell out of him, too.
Don't blame her.
They got some Gerbers for JoJo and some Dr. Scholl's foot pads for Byron's mouth.
Well, I see that every day.
I know, it's true. Well, then we went to the book rack and got one called A Call of the Wild. I never heard of that. Did you?
It's an autobiography of JoJo, I think.
Yeah, let's see.
As far as I don't know too much about the whole thing, though.
Me and JoJo and her, she had a terrible rear-end collision in her car after that, too.
Sounds like Henny Youngman stuff. Really? How much damage?
Yeah, lots of swelling. Well, this is Del Mooch's breakfast big. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo.
Buick is here. It's going to be the buy the year. See you at your Buick dealer today. The styling is great, the ride is a dream. You can be part of a proud happy team.
Announcing the Buick Indy Sweepstakes. Buick's pacing the field at Indy this year. You can win a Buick modeled after the Indy 500 pace car. Second prize, a weekend for two at Toronto's fabulous Inn on the Park, plus $200. Or win one of 44 head tennis rackets. No purchase necessary, licensed drivers over 18. See your Metro Buick dealer for details, contest rules, and a great deal on a 1975 Buick. Big car or small, your Metro Buick dealer has got them all.
Big cars or small, we've got them all.
For
number one service, give us a call. See
our
Metro Buick dealer today.
Kelly Minnick and Utica, Warren Mitchell and Mitchell Buick Mount Clemens, and Bob Mounts at Bob Mount Buick Opel, Ypsilanti. Motor City weather, cloudy. Showers, thunder showers today with a high of 60. Showers continuing tonight, low 53. Cleveland has 47, Toledo 43, Detroit 39, 4 Celsius at CKLW.
Like you, there
CKLW, giving you another clue in 20 minutes to help you win the contents of the baffling banana. Speaking of baffling, let's go to Joe Joe to Big A Traffic Captain. Good morning, Miss Shetty.
Good morning, Mr. Burbank. Oh. How are you this fine Wednesday morning?
You should ask.
This morning?
I could tell from about 6 o'clock on.
The thing of it is I didn't go to any party. I slept too long. That's the problem. You can't, if you're sleeping too long, it's just bad.
You've been getting progressively worse since 6 o'clock, I can
tell. I'm just getting sleepy. I'll tell you what, as soon as I get this Jack Daniels poured over my Cocoa Puffs, I'm all be all right.
Yeah, I know that.
What's happening?
I like the Cocoa Puffs.
I like the Jack Daniels.
Out on the Ford Freeway, Jerry. Traffic's on the heavy and slow side this morning already and starting to back up, mainly due to that construction work again between the Chrysler and Lodge interchanges. You'll find westbound on the Ford, it's busiest from Chandler Park to about the Chrysler interchange, and the eastbound Ford slow right at the Lodge interchange area. My first check on traffic on the southbound Chrysler, starting to build out in the Big Beaver Rochester Road areas, and it's starting to tighten up from about 9 Mile Road to Davison, mostly medium speeds, and south of Davison, there are near maximum speeds into the downtown area. No problems on the north or southbound Southfield Freeway. The inbound Fisher Freeway looks good. No major tie-ups from Belleville Road to the Rouge River Bridge. But on the Lodge Freeway, where it's moving freely from 10 Mile Road into downtown Detroit, it's also starting to build from about Wyoming to Davison. Inbound Woodward Avenue, light with maximum speeds. Jefferson and Gratiot are moving very well. Grand River's traveling nicely into the downtown area, and there are no problems in Windsor. Still pretty early there. Light traffic traveling at posted speeds. This is JoJo from the CKLW Big A Traffic
Officer. Jukebox International brings you Discomania.
Discomania from Jukebox International brings you from the fabulous Gloria Gaynor Never Can Say Goodbye LP, the disco hit of the year.
I never can say goodbye.
From the pulsating Barry White Can't Get Enough album. The sensational Carl Carlson Everlasting Love LP. You get the title song. Get Doctor's Orders from the highly prescribed Carol Douglas album.
The doctor's orders.
And from the unbelievable Shirley and Company LP. Jukebox International brings you a taste of 20 different albums on one sampler LP. Discomania. Disc $5.99, tape $6.99.
Available Wednesday at Miracle Mart Sellers and Metropolitan.
It's 6:53. This is Byron McGregor, CKLW 2020 News. For the second straight day this week, fires have hit several suburbs, totally destroying several buildings. In Troy, the Peninsula Slate Company on Stevenson Highway was knocked off by flames, and this eyewitness was there.
I was on Rochester Road, near Stevenson, in that general area, and I saw the smoke billowing. I mean, it's quite a blackening type of smoke. I mean, you know, it's quite intense. There were a number of pieces of fire equipment there, ambulances and so forth.
In Livonia, firemen were at the scene of an all-nighter at the Thermatech steel plant. No injuries, but extensive damage. And in Erie, Pennsylvania, the Cross and Finn Industries building was heavily damaged by smoke and water when a fire broke out in the middle of the night. We get more from a nearby resident.
Most of the company's probably there rest of the night trying to control the sparks and that, because, like I say, the garage and house and the printing company, mostly the printing company, I gather the roof has collapsed on the printing company in the rear now. And I just got up there again. The printing company wasn't involved yet, and when they broke the windows out, the damn thing just completely went out.
When you see news like that, we want to hear about it confidentially 24 hours a day at 254-CKLW at Windsor, 961-NEWS in Detroit. An around-the-clock airlift of Americans and South Vietnamese from Saigon continues. The U.S. Air Force says crowded conditions at Clark Air Force Base in the Philippines has now prompted it to switch the airlift to Guam, an American territory in the Pacific. About 4,000 evacuees arrived at Clark overnight, and hundreds more arrived early this morning. Meanwhile, Senator Barry Goldwater talks about that war.
I don't believe you can blame the Congress. I don't believe you can blame Nixon. If you want to get it down to where the hair is short, President Kennedy started this war. President Johnson. President Johnson enlarged the war.
Right.
And one man named McNamara, Secretary of Defense, forbade us to win that war.
The president of the Letter Carriers Union, Roger DeCary, says letter carriers in Canada will be back in the job this morning as a sign of good faith in bargaining. DeCary says the selective strike action of the union, which began on Monday, will be called off for one day while post office and union negotiators hold an important meeting in Ottawa today. A still unidentified man took his last leap from the Ambassador Bridge overnight, slamming into the pavement on the U.S. side near the railroad tracks.
The police department arrived and called for the helicopter, and the helicopter arrived and shined the light on him. He is on land between the water and the railroad tracks. I'd say maybe 200 feet up the bridge.
The man was 27. He was from Hamtramck. Most Michigan courts are going to be closed today in memory of Supreme Court Justice Thomas Kavanaugh. Funeral services are scheduled for 11 this morning in Lansing. And the only ones open in the state will be four courtrooms in Detroit, Recorder's Court for criminal cases. And this is National Secretary's Week, and today is Secretary's Day. If you're a boss and have one of those hard-working gals on your staff, then take her out to lunch this afternoon. CKLW News Time 656, 756 in Ohio.
Yes, it's a good day.
A beauty rest day.
Get your beauty rest, America, and have a good day. Have a beauty rest day.
Yes, it's a good day. A beauty rest day, yes, it's a good day. A beauty rest day, and you have a good night. Good day is okay, so get your beauty rest and have a good day.
Hudson has a special offer for you, the Beauty Rest 50th Anniversary Celebration. You can try a Beauty Rest mattress and foundation in your own home for 50 nights to see why over 30 million Americans sleep on Beauty Rest. 50 glorious nights right in your own home during Hudson's Beauty Rest 50th Anniversary Celebration. Limited offer ends May the 20th.
So get your beauty rest and have a good day. So get your beauty rest and have a good day. So get your beauty rest.
Sports. Here's Joe Donovan.
The Tigers obviously have the hitting this year, and whenever they can get just a little bit of pitching, things happen for them. They got more than a little good hurling out of Laron Legros, while the Bengal batters ripped Gaylord Perry for 5 runs in the 5th inning in dumping the Indians 6-2. Legros threw his second complete game win of the season, while Willie Horton belted home run number 3. Cleveland's new manager Frank Robinson has been told his club is at least a year away from being equal to the likes of Baltimore and New York in the American League East. Robinson disagrees.
I think I'm a ball player. Club is on a par with those ball clubs, Baltimore and New York. I think in some phases of the game, we're a little bit better than those ball clubs. I think if we play up to our abilities and potential and get the pitching that we feel like we do have here, we have as good a chance as those ball clubs.
The Cleveland Indians and Tigers wrap up their two-game series this afternoon. The Yankees blank the Red Sox 5-0. The Rangers edge the A's 2-1. The Orioles whitewash the Brewers 1-0. The Twins trip the Angels 7-1. And the White Sox dump the Royals 7-3. It's all over for Vancouver and Chicago in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Montreal got past the Canucks 5-4, while Buffalo baffled the Blackhawks 3-1, winding up those quarterfinal series. Meanwhile, the New York Islanders took Pittsburgh 4-2. That still leaves the Penguins ahead 3-2. In the NBA quarterfinal playoffs, Boston knocked off Houston 122-116, and Golden State routed Seattle 124-100. The Celtics and Warriors need one more win each to take those series. The University of Detroit has landed a blue-chip basketball recruit from Milwaukee, 6'7 forward Mike Gutter, who scored nearly 33 points a game this past season. CKLW, first in the Motor City, with 2020 News.
Mr. Robert Morley for British Airways.
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
I haven't the vaguest notion where Romeo is, but I'm here, thank goodness, to tell you about British Airways' 2-week London Super Show Tour. And it's super value. It includes round-trip airfare, 13 nights in a hotel with private bath and continental breakfast, 5 tickets to plays and musicals, hundreds of discounts to shops and restaurants, a car of your very own for 2 days, a free guidebook, a free get-together party. I could go on forever, but... alas, our time isn't free. You must call or write to your travel agent or British Airways. All in all, the British Airways Show Tour is the cheapest American money can buy.
Deny thy father and refuse thy name.
Good show.
That price in Detroit is $595 and is subject to $3 international airport tax and a number of conditions as well as government approval. For all details, you must read British Airways Holidays in Britain in your brochure. Call your travel agent or British Airways. Walk to fight birth defects on May 4th. Join Super Walk 75. Register today by calling the March of Dimes at 864-6000. Motor City weather just ahead of much more music and Gary Burbank. Mostly cloudy this morning with showers by afternoon, and again tonight, high 60, low tonight 53. No real change tomorrow.
tomorrow. Cleveland, 47 degrees. Toledo, 43. Detroit, 39. 4 Celsius at CKLW. Byron McGregor, 2020 News at 7 o'clock.
Yes. And our news commentary. Our news commentator is, of course, Bass Ackler.
Thank you so much. Well, in the news this morning, did you hear about this? True.
This is true. I know, sir.
Marlon Brando offered John Ehrlichman a job working with the Indians. Ehrlichman will teach a course on the reservation, how to break it in or a teepee. You remember Brando? He's the great white godfather. Sometimes I'm so clever, I just can't believe myself.
Need it. 7 o'clock, good morning.
CKLW, North America's number one music station.
I'm Bass Ackler.
Past 7 o'clock, and Garrett Burbank, I have another clue to the contents of the baffling banana in just a minute now. It's 39 degrees, cloudy showers, thunder showers today with a high of 60.
Pass the Akadama, mama. It's the wine you can mix, the wine you can mix.
Akadama Red, the weird and wonderful wine that mixes with just about anything. For an Akadama sunrise, just mix equal parts of Akadama red and orange juice. Or if you're having a trauma, have an Akadama trauma. Just mix equal parts of Akadama red and bitter lemon. Or instead of cold duck, make yourself a lame duck. Just mix Akadama red wine in champagne. A little Akadama red wine will make a little ginger ale or tonic water or lemonade or grapefruit juice or apple juice or pineapple juice or whatever go a long, long way.
Pass the Akadama, mama. It's the wine you can mix. The wine you can mix.
The Morning Mouth, CKLW.
You're ready
for nothing, man.
Hello.
It's 7:05, 5 past 7 o'clock, and we do have that clue coming up for the baffling banana.
get out of that bed. What you doing laying there all day? Who you think you are, Rockefeller? Get up and go to work.
You got a job?
Yeah. Here's Ace and How Long. At 7:08, 8 past 7 o'clock, cloudy showers and thunderstorms today. But the day's high is 60. It's currently 39 degrees, and this is April 23rd. On this day in history, William Shakespeare died at Stratford, England. Hank Aaron hit his first Major League home run.
Sports quiz?
I don't hear it. Carol King and her husband, Charles Larkey, announced the birth of their son named Levi.
That's about it.
You want another one of those? Oh, yeah, on this day in history, last week. This is true. It's in the paper. They say, what's going to make a lot of lady libbers PO'd here by then? University of Texas co-eds now must wear miniskirts at least once a week so the guys can see their legs. Honest. Honest. The male-dominated student senate is cracking down on libbers, they say. You girls ought to get these guys. The pencil test is now in law of the campus. True. If a girl can hold a pencil under her breast, she must wear a bra, they say. You know every guy in Austin's now carrying a pencil around. Oh, check this out. Wow. You ought to write him a letter. I wouldn't take
poor
that kind
George
of treatment. I wouldn't
just
take
got
it.
Out of bed and staggered.
You have to worry about it, eh?
He thinks he's pouring himself an orange juice.
Wake up, wake up, wake up!
Hey, what happened to the orange juice?
It's cranberry, George.
Oh, you spray a cranberry drink on me at this time in the morning?
So be down. Go back to orange juice.
Oh, no, I think I like this cranberry. I do like it.
Wake up to Ocean Spray Cranberry Cocktail, the good morning drink with a lively tangy flavor. Wake up to Ocean Spray Cranapple, a sweet tart blend of apples and cranberries. Ocean Spray Cranberry drinks with added vitamin C.
Wake up to cranberries and have a good day.
You know, I think I will.
Have a
CKLW presents a Motor City mystery. What is in the baffling banana? It's 40 feet of fun, a banana-shaped bungalow. Its cryptic content is known only by the Big Eight Jocks. Listen carefully. Here is another clue.
I don't know what you got to get out of this because I can't figure it out. This is the Big Eight mate. This is the Big... Oh, I know. This is the Big Eight mate. Or this is the... I don't know.
Your chance to peel the baffling banana and win what's in it happens this hour. The Baffling Banana. Yours from your friends at CKLW.
This is the Big Eight, mate. This is the Big Eight, mate.
Hey, mate, this is the Big Eight.
Let's forget it.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name.
When I was just a boy,
I say now, who do?
Ooh.
Who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy.
When I was just a boy,
singer in the Sunday choir. Oh, my mama loves me, she loves me. So get down on your knees and hug me.
Once and love me like a rock. She rocks me like a rock of
ages,
love me.
She loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me. When I was grown to be a man,
grown to be a man,
and the devil would call my name,
grown to be a man.
Say now, who do?
Who do
you think you're fooling?
Grown to be a man.
I'm a consummated man,
grown to be a man.
Statue of purity, my mama loves me. She loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me.
Oh, she loves me like a rock. She rocks me like a rock of ages. She loves me.
She loves me, loves me, loves me, loves me. And if I was the president,
the
minute the Congress called my name,
I'd
say now, who do? Who do you think you're fooling?
Right
out the president, you see you. I'm up on the presidential podium. My mama loves me. She loves me. She got me on her knees and hug me.
Oh, she loves me like a rock. She
rocked
me like the rock of
ages,
love me.
She loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me.
Love me like a rock.
She loved me, loved me, loved me,
loved me. Love me like a rock.
Love
me like a rock. Love me like a rock. Love me like a rock. Love me like a rock. Love me like a rock. Love me like a rock. Love me like a rock.
CKLW 714 past 7, the morning mouth, Gary Burbank, 39 degrees, the Maharishi speaks.
To give you comfort and solace as you travel the highways and byways of life, don't tell me what you want to know, I know all.
Okay, what do I want to know?
You want to know if a hatchet is a female hatch?
No.
Oh, you wish to know if Jojo was sucker fishing when she hooked Byron?
No.
What do you want? Oh, you wish to know if Russia will take over the United States? No. Russia cannot take over the U.S., see? If they did, they would have no one to buy the wheat from. Our government is already in the Red Sea. Also, our government is boring. More exciting can be watched by watching buns rise in the oven.
I see.
Is this all you wish to know?
No, is that your car?
This isn't a car. That's a cow.
Oh, well, is that your cow parked outside?
No, do not touch that cow.
I'm not going to touch it.
It is sacred.
You worship a cow?
No, see, I worship only part of the cow, the udder. Have you seen the price of milk today?
I certainly have. That's all right.
Yes. Thank you, my devoted followers. You must remember to support your Maharishi, or I can see to it in the next life. You come back as Rita Bell's ding-a-ling.
Okay.
The Maharishi, I am spoken.
Thank you, Maharishi. 7:15.
Rita Bell's ding-a-ling. Merv and Dinah are dynamite tonight on Channel 50. First at 8:30, the world's greatest and most controversial tennis player, Jimmy Connors, joins distinguished actor Jack Warden and songbird Karen Morrow on The Merv Griffin Show. Next at 10, Deborah Carr, Ben Gazzara, and Carol Lawrence join Dinah for a star-studded salute to Broadway.
Merv at 8:30 and Dinah at 10 tonight on Channel 50. Now that's entertainment.
To make it easy, see Firestone first.
Keeping your car for another year? Then see Firestone first for the DLC 100 retread. So good, it's backed by Firestone's new tire guarantee. Yet only $15.85 in sizes to fit many full-size cars.
To make it easy, see Firestone first.
This message is brought to you by participating Canadian Firestone dealers. Motor City weather, cloudy showers, thunder showers today with a high of 60. Showers continuing tonight, low 53. Cleveland has 47. Toledo, the thermometer broke.
Oh, come on.
It's 43. Detroit, 39. 4 Celsius at CKLW. We're going to play something for Lissy. It's a Miss Cheryl of Adams Junior High in Westland. Bob called up, Cheryl.
Give Bob the brownie points.
Okay. If he brings you happiness,
Bob Moore,
then I wish you both the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Si te quieres de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno para los dos. Pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar y estaré contigo cuando triste estás. You need me by your side to drive away every teardrop that you cry. And if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you and I'll be there before the next teardrop falls, and I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
CKLW is 7:18, 18 past 7 o'clock, and another clue for the baffling banana coming up very soon. Here's JoJo, a little 2020 Twinkie up in the sky this morning.
Hi, Gary. Hey, Gary, are you going to miss me tomorrow on Friday?
You know, this is the first time I've heard about this. Where are you going to be, JoJo? What's going on?
I'm going to the National Convention of American Women in Radio and TV in Chicago.
Hey!
And I'm going to take a big American Airlines bird instead of the traffic copter.
Oh, well, who's going to be in traffic?
JoJo Radford.
JoJo Radford will be here. Good old JoJo Radford. He's very cute, too.
Well, actually, I
like his bunny.
I thought maybe you'd take over. No.
You wouldn't get me up there.
I wouldn't dare leave it in your
hands. Not with one little thing going round and round and round. That's the only thing keeping me up there. I told you before. JoJo says, come on up with me, Gary. No way.
Right.
I like it right here. Where I can. On the ground. Nobody. If I fall, I'm not falling too far. Go ahead.
I'll tell our motorists right now.
We'll miss you.
Okay. Motors will find a heavy backup on the westbound Ford Freeway this morning due to the construction on the center median between the Chrysler and Lodge interchange. That westbound Ford slows down at about Van Dyke, and it remains slow to stop and go to the Chrysler interchange. As for the eastbound Ford, right now it's tied up in the Lodge interchange at the other end of the construction. Traffic's still pretty light on the Lodge Freeway. There is some slowing now on the southbound Lodge from about Wyoming to Linwood. By Davison, it loosens up again. Had another look at the Chrysler Freeway southbound. It's about the same as usual for this time of morning. Moderate to heavy traffic into Detroit from 14 Mile Road. Mostly medium speeds. Some slowing now from 8 Mile Road to Davison. Everything's running smoothly on the north and southbound Southfield Freeway. Traffic's light to moderate. Speeds are near maximum in both directions. inbound Fisher Freeway progressing nicely, and I didn't come across any trouble spots on the Davison or Jeffries Freeway. In Windsor, traffic's moving very well on all the major inbound arteries. Light traffic near maximum speed. For American Airlines, this is JoJo from the CKLW Big 8 Traffic Copter.
Thank you. This morning, JoJo is brought to you by Smoot Brothers, makers of atomic worms for sadistic fishermen.
Thank you.
And American Airlines.
I love flying far and wide to see the land I love. Climb to find the blue horizon, the sun and sky above.
American Airlines wants your next flight to be a pleasure. So we have comfortable planes, convenient schedules, and more than 35,000 dedicated people. When you get the best people doing what they do best, then you really have something to sing about.
One of the things American does best is give you the most nonstops to Los Angeles, two nonstops, including a DC-10. For California reservations, call to Travel Agent or American.
It's 720. This is Byron McGregor, CKLW 2020 News. More fires overnight. In Erie, Pennsylvania, a blaze ripped through the Krauss and Finn Industries building. One fireman was hospitalized for smoke inhalation. Suburban Troy firemen were on the scene for more than 3 hours, battling a blaze at the Peninsula Slate Company. No injuries, but extensive damage in that one. And in Livonia, a tough one to fight, hit the Thermatex steel plant.
Well, I saw it starting as I was driving down the street. Now this, it was just big black flames. It's some kind of a heat treating building. I guess they treat steel in there or whatever, temper it. And as I drove by, the doors in the front were open. The flames were all on the floor. I saw someone running inside and another fellow running across the street. I assume he was going over to call the police.
That fire is out now. No injuries and the cause still not known. If you see news like that, we want to hear about it confidentially at 254-CKLW at Windsor, 961-NEWS in Detroit. An off-duty veteran police officer from suburban Farmington Hills has been charged with a reckless use of his gun. That charge comes in the aftermath of a shooting last month that left a teenager paralyzed when Officer Norman Kilmer caught 18-year-old Keith Anderson siphoning gas from Kilmer's car. The off-duty patrolman grabbed his gun in his house and shot Anderson, blowing away part of the boy's brain. Kilmer faces a possible 2 years in jail and a $2,000 fine. Fire-breathing Chicago Mayor Richard Daley has come down hard on the federal government for what he calls a double standard when it comes to hiring blacks. In the words of Daley, federal government officials had better knock off their racist attitude.
If it's good for the city of Chicago, it should be good for the federal government. There shouldn't be two standards in our community. Why shouldn't we be told how many black are in the FBI in Chicago? How many black are in the drug division? How many black are internal revenue? How many black? When you get those figures, they were astounded. They said in one instance of the district attorney's office, there's 2 out of 91.
It looks like emergency medical service at Mount Carmel Hospital will be a thing of the past on June 1st. It's all part of a malpractice insurance problem. And this just handed me, a hand grenade has exploded in a black market stall in Saigon. First reports say 3 Vietnamese women have been killed and 3 other persons have been wounded. It's not known if this was a terrorist attack by the Viet Cong or whether there was some other motivation. Meanwhile, at Clark Air Force Base,
United States has shifted its Saigon evacuation operation to the Pacific Islands of Guam. The shift was announced today, even as 7,000 refugees packed this American air base in the central Philippines. American sources said the shift from Clark Air Base to Anderson Air Base on Guam was made because the Philippine government has started to become nervous over the presence of a possible 100,000 South Vietnamese refugees.
State officials in Illinois are considering criminal prosecution of more than 200 inmates involved in a six-hour takeover of a Joliet prison cell block. The incident left one prisoner dead and 8 persons injured. The inmates held 12 persons hostage at the outset of the rebellion. Prison officials say one inmate was found in a cell with his throat cut by another unidentified inmate. Posh weddings and lively golfing parties might have to be postponed if a threatened walkout by employees at 27 private clubs in the Detroit area becomes a reality. Myra Wolfgang, secretary treasurer for the Hotel and Restaurant Union Local, says in her words, it looks like the bigwigs won't be marrying off their daughters at the clubs unless they come up with a fair share in our marriage with the clubs. One of California's first highway patrol women says she's been running into some unusual problems. The patrol woman is 31-year-old Vivian Windsor, one of 26 women now patrolling the highways in California. In addition to dealing with speeders, Mrs. Windsor says she's also had to deal with kisses. And she says one driver was so shocked to see a woman in a highway patrolman's uniform that he called his passenger out of the car to have a look at her. There's currently a two-year experiment underway in California to find out whether women can function as patrol men. Officials say the only one other state, Pennsylvania, has an extensive program for state police agencies and women. By the way, today is Secretary's Day. It's the day to buy your secretary lunch. CKLW News Time, 7:25. 8:25 in Ohio.
Let's make that, what is it, a trooper persons?
Okay? Trooper person, right.
Yes. If you don't mind, I don't want to get any letters.
Hey, the Toyota half-ton pickup. Terrific.
Would you roll over and start the car?
Okay, honey. Where are we going today?
Let's just sit around in the bucket seats for a while. I love these Sunday afternoons.
Hello? I think you better wake up in there.
What time is it?
It's Thursday afternoon.
Terrific.
What kind of car is this anyway?
Well, it's a Toyota pickup.
But this is like a camper for car.
I know. Isn't it terrific? I mean, this is my house, and this is my car, and this is my life right here, all in this one car.
That's terrific.
Toyota, you're terrific.
Hey, Toyota, you're terrific.
Terrific.
CKLW Sports. Here's Joe Donovan.
There were times during spring training when it looked like a toss-up with Alaron LeGros would be pitching in Detroit or Evansville this season. But the Tigers had nobody to move in, so they handed LeGros the ball when the regular season began and hoped for the best. Well, so far, the best has been pretty good. LeGros won both his starts, and both have been complete games. He shook off Cleveland's first-inning rally to hold the Indians to four singles in the last eight innings, and the Tiger hitters got to Gaylord Perry for five runs in the fifth, giving LeGros a 6-2 victory.
I'm just trying to throw to spots and pitch rather than throw. You know, I think I've more or less probably been a thrower all my life, you know, so I'm just trying to throw to spots. I just go over the hitters a couple days in advance and make sure I know exactly what I want to do with each one of them. Freehand sits right behind the plate and gives me the spots he wants me to throw, you know, and he knows the hitters better than anybody.
The Tigers and the Trap wrap up their two-game series this afternoon. Baltimore shut out Milwaukee 1-0. New York blanked Boston 5-0. Chicago lowered the boom on Kansas City 7-3. Minnesota manhandled California 7-1. And Texas nipped Oakland 2-1. In the National League, Montreal got by Pittsburgh 4-3. Cincinnati topped San Francisco 5-4. San Diego edged Houston 2-1. Atlanta nipped Los Angeles 3-2. Philadelphia outslugged Chicago 7-5. And New York dumped St. Louis 9-5. In the Stanley Cup quarterfinal playoffs, Montreal nipped Vancouver 5-4 and Buffalo polished off Chicago 3-1. That means the Canadiens and the Sabres have won their best of seven series 4-1. The Islanders down Pittsburgh 4-2, cutting the Penguins' lead to 3-2. In the NBA quarterfinals, Boston ripped Houston 122-116. Golden State slammed Seattle 124-100. CKLW, first in the Motor City with 2020 News.
You like the big, long-lasting flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
The flavor stays with you.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
And I like that.
Hey, that's right. You know, the flavor does stay with you. And I like that.
I chew gum a lot. And this flavor, Wrigley's Spearmint, really hangs in there. And I like that.
It's got a big, long-lasting flavor. And I like that. Whatever you do, and it's always good chewing, and I like that. You'll like the big, long-lasting flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
It's got big flavor, big enough to last, and I like that.
You'll like the big, long-lasting flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
The flavor stays with you.
Just come.
And I like that.
Motor City weather just ahead of much more music and Gary Burbank. Mostly cloudy this morning with showers by afternoon and again tonight. High today 60, low tonight 53, no real change tomorrow. Cleveland 47 degrees, Toledo 43, Detroit 39, 4 Celsius at CKLW. Byron McGregor, 2020 News at 7:29.
Mr. McGregor.
Yes, sir.
I guess JoJo is going to Chicago, she said, for 2 days.
That's right.
I want to know one thing. Is this going to be another one of those little sly things, Byron disappears for 2 days again?
How can I do that? We have one guy in Nassau, another one, you know.
No, they're all over the world. But you're going to stay then, right?
I'm going to stay. I'm not going to go.
You will not disappear for 2 days.
No, I don't want to go to Chicago. Why would I want to go to Chicago?
What?
To Chi-Town.
Because JoJo is going. I thought you might. Well, I'm just to check out her helicopter reports and stuff, the way she's
like I told you yesterday, it's strictly employee-employer relationships, right. No other kind of relationships.
You are the employee, JoJo. is the employer, I think.
No, you got that wrong here. Sorry.
Listen, the thing of it is just I think it's so nice that you're still going to be here and she's going to be gone. I think it'll lend a lot of credibility to the news department now.
Yeah, I'm going to be spending a lot of time at your place.
Yes. No, you're not. All right, Myron, you're going to get us in trouble. Think of it. See, I figured I was going to have to start a lot of gossip again. C-K-L-W. And I hate to hear that gossip. I start. I just really get tired of hearing it.
Byron and Jojo are gone together again. I wonder what they're doing.
Love is here.
That's it.
And oh my darling, now you're gone. I'll play this for you, Byron. Love is here. And oh my darling,
now you're gone. You must play. When CKLW was a major force in the world in radio. As promised, a brief delving into one specific character that really got developed at WLW. This was Earl Pittsmerkin.
You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me angry? I just want to choke a member of the Hell's Angels to within an inch of his life and then step back and say, oops, wrong person. A boy down at the bar died. Buddy Brewster bought the farm, and the boys and me, we were down at the funeral home last night. You know, it weren't a funeral thing, just a display thing, and they were going to show off a body. Well, anyway, a kind of funny thing happened. You know, I was up there at the casket paying my last respects, because believe me, I never respected Buddy when he was alive, so I was overdue. Anyway, I suddenly get hit with a serious case of what best could be described as the intestinal distress. The only way to solve a problem was, well, let's just say a little methane escape into the atmosphere. Well, I get kind of embarrassed, so I hightailed it to the back of the room. Well, the next one up at the casket was my big dumb pal, Dub Meeker. Dub is up there sobbing and slobbering. And he's an emotional man, you know, and Dub is weeping and wailing, and suddenly he turned around and shouts, "He ain't dead yet!" Well, it was funny at the time. So we'd back in the bar after they bring Winter Brewster back to consciousness. Of course, conversation turns to death. Namely, how we'd like to die. Well, Junior Meeker said he'd like to skid into a wall in turn three of the Indy 500 and go up in a fireball. Well, that ain't bad. Bartender Pete said he'd like to rescue a family from a car crash into a telephone pole and accidentally grab a live electric wire. There's your sizzler. But I got them all beat. I says, I want to get shot by a jealous husband when I'm 95. Wake up, America! Get your life in order, America. Cause it could be toes up tomorrow. Just remember, when your name comes up, the lid comes down. I'm Earl Pitts, American. Pay it so.
Okay, well, gotta go already. Ooh, these hours move quick. I'll talk to you again in 3 to 5 weeks. Take care. Bye for now. Bye.
And, of course, the situations portrayed on this show were fictitious as were the characterizations. Good night, everybody, and a special good night to the Holiday City Hot Shot Kitchen Band. Good night, girls.
WSDM, Chicago.
There are two historical repositories in New York City that reveal in fascinating detail the application of the telephone principle to the service of mankind. In one on Lower Broadway are preserved the records that tell the entire story of the effort to introduce and carry on the service of intercommunication by the spoken word. Here are the reports and correspondence of the pioneers whose work and faith were the foundations of today's great industry. Here are the records that disclose the early vision of a unified system and of universal service, and that marked the progress toward that ideal. Here, among the memories of an industry's birth, are the early directories with about a few dozen names to illustrate the slow but growing acceptance of the telephone's aid to living. And here are two treasured relics of appealing significance to the men and women of the Bell system who come like pilgrims to this eloquent room. One is the grant issued on March the 7th, 1876, proclaiming Alexander Graham Bell to be the inventor of the medium of communication we call the telephone, though it was then officially designated as an improvement in telegraphy.
Meanwhile,
you should have called me.
Give me a call sometime, man.
Who may have scored some digits?
You gave out your number, okay.
Good point. You do have Haley's number, right?
I just completely forgot to call.
Who is this again?
Shannon Virgin.
We started talking on the phone.
Hello, operator. I think I've reached a number. It's no longer in service.
Pick up the phone! Pick up the phone!
Can I call you sometime? You
sounded so upset on the phone.
You gotta call.
Call who?
Ghostbusters.
She's in the fucking phone book.
I thought you were gonna call first.
I was busy, so I'm sorry.
I was listening to the radio.
You are listening to
Tathans.
Mid-Valley. Citations. Mutations.
On Sheena's jungle room.
Mid-Valley.
Hanging on the telephone. Part 4.
Part of the WFMU family of products.
Mutations.
Now we're ready for an incoming call. Answer your telephone promptly. Before the second ring, if possible. If your phone rings on and on 6 or 8 times, the caller can easily get the idea that we're not interested in his call. Besides, you all know how that endless ringing of somebody else's phone disturbs you. Answer by identifying yourself and the office if necessary. Don't just say hello. Old facts, waste of time. Now, you all know what I mean.
And welcome to Mid-Valley Mutations. Or should I say, good hello. We are continuing to explore our telephone fun, as it were. And I think Jeff Yu in the Digital Salon has correctly identified the weather, both here in the Mid-Valley and in surrounding regions. We've got rain, which is nice. I am pro-rain, I gotta say. And yeah, you know, I figured this would be a wonderful evening to continue exploring the possibilities with using our interactivity to enrich the show in a different way. And over the edge, they used to call this receptacle programming when the listeners would come in via the phone. And so I've kind of got the 2025 equivalent, I'll say, of that, which is a Google meeting, which you can access via a link. And as far as I understand it, it's free. You don't really need to have anything going on in particular to use it. And we're still kind of in the experimental phases, so we're just going to test this out and see how much fun we can have with phone-related stuff. Please feel free to log in if you want to interact and make some noise. If you've got old recordings of funny phone calls, or maybe you had an outgoing message that was particularly entertaining. Maybe you and your friends used to trade interesting voicemail messages. Whatever. I am open to trying a number of different things this evening in terms of experimenting with the tech and seeing what we can do with it. I like having this as an opportunity and something available because it certainly gives me a chance to, I don't know, I guess stretch my legs, stretch my wings, stretch my arms, stretch my brain. I don't know, stretch something. It adds a different dimension to things that I think is kind of fun. And so I'm going to see where this will take me for as long as I have time for it. Time and energy. How about that? Yeah. A couple program notes before we get into things here. Next week, I believe.